earth, he's talking about the Nenevziv Ashkina we did last time. Let's go for a second. No Nenevziv Ashkina, so even Kodim Akopanim, he stopped Sholem Saratzmoy, and therefore he says he's going to be Sholem Mitzad the Nenevziv Ashkina. That's the Ashlam of the person. There's nothing about Madre Gezui says, and he says, Ukhoi Zbail, what can Mitzios or Messiahis Alaboyer, Commercious Borepex of Arichus? That Mitzios is Messiahis to Or, like he was Masbe before. And he speaks about Solomon and Or, and so on and so forth. The Or, Shemoyta Saimina Kerchel Apoyo, Achuroya, was Mitzios of Ephel. I want to talk about this a little bit. Obviously, this is a very, very significant Nikuda here. He's explaining that the if you take a look at it, the schar lasid lavoi is called oyer. Now we do know that oyer is always the most sophisticated thing, so b'meila, I guess for the lack of something better, we're describing it as R. But it's not entirely true, because it says that Kashmas Mekasuda from Pasa Sobias, he speaks about this later, and so on. So there is some sort of Indian other than R, and yet the Schar of Adam Haba is called R. The Maral speaks many times that Gehenim is synonymous with Choshech, and Gehenim is Lachor, as far as we're concerned, Oyer is nice, Gehenim and Hoshech is a nuisance. Even when you have the power out, it's quite a nuisance. But holy thing, it's a nuisance. It's not terrible pain and so on. That's not the Nekuda. When we talk about Tzchayin Oynish in terms of Oyer Hoshech, it's hard to say that the Nekuda is the pain or the pleasure, Shaboy, especially. So I wanted a little bit, I guess it's an Indian that's very, very shy to Hanukkah and Yom, obviously. I want to talk a little bit about it. There's a Yichud in Ner Hanukkah, in Nes Hanukkah, that it was not Nitalin Kosif. In other words, Esther is called Seif Kolanisim in the Nitalin Kosif. So that means that there is a The Bria, let's imagine the following. I have a thing. You don't see the thing. Okay, but you could see the thing. If you looked at my hiding place, you would see it. Okay, so I have something that's invisible. Okay, but if I were to walk into it, I would get a big bump on my head. So it's palpable. So I said, no, it's a thing that it's a wind. You can't see it, and when you walk through it, you don't get hit by it. Okay, I can hear it. I can hear the wind shriek and when it's blowing. Okay, so let's say this is a mute wind. So it's something that you can't. You can't feel it. You can't hear it. You can't see it, and you can't smell it. So at that point, it doesn't exist. In what way are you telling me that it exists? So I can't tell you that it exists because I can see other things being pushed by it. When scientists are trying to blame it on particles, so a particle that has a charge on it is very easy to blame it on because it affects all sorts of other particles, and you see droplets of water clinging to it or being repelled by it. And that's how you blame it on the fact that it's a mysterious thing that you don't see it. So it affects the mysterious other things. But they have these particles that don't affect, that there's no way to see any effect it has on anything. Then basically, that's as good as saying that particle doesn't exist. The Kadmonim that gave us a Shprach for these Inyanim used to call Mitziusa Yisbarach. The existence of things are called mitzius, meaning their availability and the accessibility. So if somebody tells me there is this thing that has absolutely no intersection with this world whatsoever, then saying that it doesn't exist is the same. It's the same thing. What's the lineup giving? So the non-existence of things that are not embassies are totally in its perception by us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a kololistic, when he created the Bria, I've spoken this a few times before, the first thing he created was fire. That's very, very strange because it's a nice thing at the end. When you're building a building, you put the lights in at the end, or you have lights on when you need to work at night. But the lights, you don't start with the lights. It's something you start for the ground and maybe the vegetation, and then you put in maybe what you have animals. You put some lights in. Because probably the first Bria is Ur. It's a very unique Bria. And the answer is because Ur is existence. In other words, Ur means that the things have a gili. Those things that don't have a gili are be'etzem non-existent. There's no way to describe it. So Ur is the hechitimtza. Whatever it is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give a metzias to, he's meir that thing. With the light is the simplest way to say it. But it's make a difference. If something has a sound, even the whistling of a wind, or the feel of the wind rubbing against you is mitzvah. So it's also a form of fire. It's a different type of fire, but it's the same. It's not. It has no difference in that. So we have the fire as being the Bria that gives mitzvah to everything, and it attempts to everything. The nitzli kaseif, teirushah b'ksav, because it's something that is because it's something that you can see, that it has a certain lachshiyus stick to it, Russian nasal spray says it's a demonstration. HaKadosh Baruch was demonstrating something that normally is not available. So nes is a type of gili of those inyanim. Those nesim that made it into Torah Shebikhtav, in Torah Shebikhtav, you can kinda, it's right, or somebody forged it. But you can't tie it as a matzis. You tie it to matzis, you tie it to matzis sheker. But it's not the child. Yes, stalaboma. Not stalaboma, like it's either forged document or simple document. It was written by Shas Meiser. On the Kadalam attack in a ksuba for Isha. A ksuba is how, whether you write it or not, you chayev Messiah and mana. But Chazal said that Isha wouldn't be same as Das if there was no written document. So the Mela, they did not, the Mela, you can't live with her. We say to be a snus unless you write it down. Because unless it's written, it doesn't have a metzius. Writing is a minimal amount of metzius. In the Inyanim of Avodah, of Avodah Hashem, so the things HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that are so the tangible, right? He doesn't need lechem, he doesn't need yanim, that's correct. But at least we're giving him, at least he gave it to us. These are things he gave to us. Hashemayim shel Hashem v'arutz salat ne'adam. So we have it. We can give it, we can offer it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu once he's given it to us, and, you know, and sort of make it his, you know, give it back to him, so to speak. But with the Bible, we have a shlita on the chesed that have appeared in this world. Ha'ara is very different. Ha'ara is the pshat, the koyach of metzias, the koyach of existence, havaya. To give back the koyach of existence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's something that is, that doesn't make any sense. We can give HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Ha'aretz of Adam, but to give back havaya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have metzias. We can offer the things that are within metzias, because once they are within metzias, they are ours, for at least for them. But to give them back that, that's impossible. I give a mashal. I said it was Chazal in a different vein, and the lawyer of Tzarech, and much less of a darga of Tamiya and the Seifen. I had a malach where the lawyer is something that's ruchni in the Mela Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I give a mashal. Let's say I have, over here they have a candy store. It's called the candy store. So somebody is Haggadahs. The Ohr Haggadahs means it's a type of light that's megala things that that this world don't have actually. Lamashal, it says there's the Ohr on the child before he's born. That he can see Masefer Matsefer. That type of tfisa, where you can be tfis, everything at once, doesn't exist in our world. And the Mela, we don't have any shaykhs to it. Ohr HaGadahs means that certainly mitzad gracious, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had many more things that had metzias. Mitzad, the Ohr HaKadam, there is no chidush in Olam Haba, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu withheld the metzias of certain yana from us because he saw the world avoif it. The loss of love.
No, it's good.
No.
It's good.
Okay.